Rose, good God. My heart is still pounding. I was just in an accident.
Bonnie.
But don't worry, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Oh, thank God. Any damage to your car?
Well, that's the one bright spot. I had borrowed yours.
My car? You didn't ask if you could borrow my car.
Well, I guess we both learned a lesson about leaving keys on the table.
Well, I can't believe this. How did it happen?
Well, you know how I like to meet rich men by gently rear-ending expensive cars at red lights?
Yeah.
Well, you say that like it isn't great. Rose, it's the perfect plan. You get to meet the guy, exchange addresses, and then when he asks you who does good body work, you give him your phone number.
And this really works?
Well, not this time. I had this really cute guy in a Jag lined up when this dork in a duster cut in front of me. And I nicked him instead.
Blanche, I am furious. I mean, first you take my car without asking, and then when you have it, you show complete disregard for my personal property.
Rose, please, have a little compassion. I was just in an accident.
Well, what do you want me to do, carry you to your room? Massage your neck, make some cocoa?
Diet cocoa. I'm going out again tomorrow.
Hi, Dorothy. How was the funeral?
It was a humdinger, Blanche. We closed the place.
Where's Sophia?
She's taking this pretty hard. I guess she needs a couple of minutes by herself out in the car. We're really going to have to be there for Ma.
Oh, Dorothy, Sophia's like my own mother. Until she feels better, I'm not going to think about anything else. My car!
It's just a little scratch. I can live with it.
What are you doing?
Do we have to do this now? A nun has died. More than a nun. Sister Agnes was my mother's best friend. Oh, she's out there alone now. She hasn't said a word since we left the cemetery. I have no idea how she's going to react to this.
I've made a decision. I'm going to become a nun.
Well, at least now you know.
Ma, what are you talking about?
God spoke to me today at the funeral. He told me to join the order.
God spoke to you? You haven't been eating chili dogs again, have you?
That was an honest mistake. And to clarify, that's when I thought God was whistling to me. This was him talking.
Oh, Ma.
Don't you think I know how crazy this sounds? But it really happened.
Ma, I don't believe you.
God said you'd say that.
Ma.
He said you'd say that, too.
Ma, stop this.
Three for three.
Ma, this is ridiculous. You don't want to be a nun.
Yes, I do, Dorothy. God reminded me today that I've always had a dream, a very private dream, one I never talked about. When I was growing up, I wanted to join the convent. Well, until I was 17.
What happened then?
Your father put his hand in my blouse.
So
I felt soiled, filthy, dirty. You know, in love. But this time I'm going to fulfill my destiny. This time I'm going to become a nun.
Do you believe what we just heard?
I can't believe anybody would want to be a nun. I mean, nun. The word says it.
Well, you're not going to believe this. I've just been talking on the phone for a half hour, and guess what?
You forgot to dial first.
No!
You held the receiver upside down.
Uh-uh.
It wasn't even the phone, it was the TV remote control.
No.
A shoe.
Blanche, please, I'm not an idiot. The TV has a remote control? Anyway, this could be kind of important.
What?
Do you remember Mr. Nivingston? The guy whose rear end you smacked? Well, my insurance company just called, and the guy is claiming he hurt his back, and he's threatening a lawsuit unless we settle out of court.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, and I'm the one he's suing because it's my car.
Oh! Boy, you had me going there for a second. I thought you meant he was suing me. Woo! What?
Blanche, Rose may be taken to court for something that you did. Don't you even care?
Oh, Dorothy, good grief, there's nothing to worry about. I'm sure he's just trying to hold up his insurance company. There's nothing wrong with that man's back.
How can you tell?
Because I know the crooked walk of man when his back has been injured. I cannot tell you how many men I have seen limp out of my bedroom. Shoulders stooped and their backs curved.
Blanche, that's different. That's shame.
Oh, Sister Claire, how nice to see you again. Come in. Dorothy, this is Sister Claire. She interviewed me last week about joining her order. Please, sit down.
Ma, you actually went to a convent? Why didn't I know that?
Because you're divorced. Technically, in the eyes of the church, you don't even exist. I spit on you. Unless, of course, the sister would like to spit on you first.
I'm her daughter, Dorothy. You'll have to excuse my mother. She suffered a slight stroke a few years ago, which rendered her totally annoying. And what brings you here?
The follow-up interview. We have very strict guidelines when selecting postulants, so we're going to put Sophia through a battery of psychological tests. It helps weed out the crazies and undesirables.
Sorry, Ma.
Can you imagine Rose is trying to blame the whole thing on me? That woman has one hell of a lot of nerve.
Hello.
I'm a Baptist.
Sister, is it all right if I sit in? I don't think my mother would mind.
Think again.
I'd go outside, but there don't seem to be any shady pines to sit on.
Hello, pussycat.
We'll start with the ink blots.
Who was a 1950s black singing group? Am I right? Am I in? Am I a nun yet?
She watches a lot of Jeopardy.
No. You look at each one and tell me what you see. It's a standard test used by psychologists, but we find it useful in our line of work, too. Now, what do you see?
I see an angel.
Very good. How about this one?
I see a dove perched upon the throne of God.
Excellent. And this?
I see the Blessed Mother smiling sweetly as she pours love upon the hearts of the righteous, standing at the gates of heaven while Saint Peter...
Ma! Man, you're making that up.
I am not.
Look, anyone can clearly see that is a picture of John Forsythe lying naked in a pool of honey. Isn't it?
Do you think I would lie to get into the convent?
It does look a little like John Forsythe, doesn't it?
Look, sister, I'm sorry you made this trip for nothing, but this has gone far enough. Ma, I cannot believe that you actually want to go through with this.
Who cares what you believe? Look, I had a beautiful experience. God has called me, and I intend to answer.
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
Yes, Dorothy, this means a lot to me. Do you think I could leave you that easily?
A minute ago, you were going to spit on me.
Do you have this much trouble with your kids?
What's wrong, Rose?
It's my insurance company. They've cut me off because of the lawsuit. What am I going to do?
Well, you need a good lawyer. Give me the keys to your rental, and I'll go out and see if I can nail one for you.
Blanche, that's how you got me in trouble before. Isn't there anything else you can do?
Well, I suppose we could prove Mr. Nivingson was faking his injury if we could trick him into performing certain physical acts of a sexual nature. All we'd need is a devastatingly beautiful woman with a flair for seduction.
How about Mrs. Hoofstad down the street? I mean, she's something of a dog, but she'll do it with anybody.
I was talking about me.
Oh, yeah, you will too.
Rose, I won't go all the way. I'll just get him in the bedroom and put him through the normal warm-ups. And we'll have a certain Scandinavian nitwit hiding in the closet with a camera.
Wouldn't it be better if I hid in the closet?
Yes, Rose, I suppose it would.
But do you really think you can get him to remove the neck brace?
Oh, please, I once got a man to crawl out of a full body cast.
Well, I'm almost ready to go.
Today? You're not going today.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because every time I bring it up, one of you tries to talk me out of it.
We were just being selfish. We didn't want to lose you.
There's my ride.
Oh, Sophia.
Yep, it's a Granada full of nuns.
Sophia, you have no idea how much we're going to miss you. It's like losing a member of the family.
Rose is right, Sophia. You're just like a mother to us. We feel like your daughters, too.
I feel the same way. Rose, just remember, you're smarter than people say you are. You've got common sense, and you know what you're doing.
Oh, Sophia.
Blanche, you're a slut.
Oh, Sophia.
Well, I better go. Nuns don't keep well in a hot car.
We'll go out and tell him you're on your way. Come on, Rose.
Well, I guess this is it.
I'm just so sorry that it took me so long to realize how much this meant to you. It's just very hard for me to let go.
Me too, but someone else needs me more. It's time for me to move on. My job here is done.
No, I always love it when you talk like the Lone Ranger. Ma, I want you to know that I support your decision. I think you'll make a great nun.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
I love you, Ma.
I love you too, Tonto.
Careful, Arthur. Watch your step.
Blanche, if I only could.
Oh, forgive me, sugar. Well, here, I'll watch it for you, you poor thing.
Thank you, Blanche. You know, I can't believe how nice you're being to me, even though I'm suing your friend.
Well, I've always been attracted to ever so slightly younger men. Besides, just look at you. Oh, must be so frustrating for an athlete like you. Did you ever play any college ball?
No. As a boy, I got as far as the Pee Wee Leagues, but then I discovered stamps. Wow.
You know, when I first saw you, I said to myself, philatelist. I like that. Ooh, you're getting so tense. Hey, why don't we go in my bedroom and just see if we can't loosen you up a little?
Oh, I'm not sure. See, my lawyer, I mean my doctor. Sorry, I got it mixed up. They're both in the same mall.
You just forget about that old doctor. I know a little bit about physical therapy myself.
I'm sure you do, but you
see, in fact, if it'll make you feel any better, I have a complete nurse's outfit hanging up in my closet.
I gotta tell you, that does make me feel better. What else have you got in there?
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
Wait, what am I doing? I can't play nursey. I'm supposed to have whiplash.
Honey, if we can't be together pretty soon, I'm going to have to go with somebody else, you know, because I haven't been with a man since my husband died 9 years ago, and I'm just about ready to explode.
I'll see you tomorrow, Blanche.
Yeah.
Boy, this is really beginning to change.
Were you able to get him to bed?
No.
Rose still in the closet with the camera?
Yes.
Maybe you'll get him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Rose. Out of the closet, I see.
Yeah, I'm back.
Look, I got a card from Ma.
Oh, Dorothy, read it out loud.
Dear Pussycat, I have everything I need, but it's hard to get a decent bikini waxed.
Oh.
Dorothy, I remember you fondly, and the same goes for Blanche and Rita. Wish you were here. No one can reach the third shelf in the pantry. Best, Sister Ma. God, I miss that woman. Now, say what you want about her. We all loved having her around.
I miss someone to have a chat with at midnight.
You know what I'm going to miss most about Sophia? The way she used to tease me. The way she would ever so subtly jab me with names like Tramp, Floozy, Trollop, Harlot, Magic Carpet Ride,
The Human Luge.
But she was never cuter than when she simply called you Shore Leave.
Oh, God, I miss that woman.
Okay, is everybody in? I got a pair of jacks.
Oh, wait, Sophia. I have a 2, 7, jack, 10, and that's right, a 4.
That doesn't beat a pair of jacks.
Well, it did when you had it.
I told you, that's called a wizard. It's only good once a night. I'll be putting this in the collection box later.
Sophia?
Clear out, it's the man. Hello, Reverend Mother. Ma, you look holier than thou today.
Save it, Sister Suckup. How'd you explain this note I found in the suggestion box?
Well, you said we needed more money for the new chapel. I thought that would be a good fundraiser.
A beefcake calendar of monks of the Midwest?
Oh, come on, open up your mind.
Sophia, I'm going to go pray now. I won't tell you what I'm going to pray for because it would hurt your feelings. But when I'm done, I expect a complete change of attitude. Understand?
Ooh, I'm so scared. What is she going to do, take away my self-denial privileges?
Ma!
Pussycat, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just missed you and wanted to say hi and see how you're doing.
I'm doing fine. 10-day celibate.
Same here. Ma, I have a little surprise for you. Girls.
Oh,
look who it is.
It's Blanche and Rose. Where's the surprise?
Honey, where are your surprise? We came to see you.
Nice to see you. What a lovely surprise. Welcome to our little convent. Mm. Not even a bunk cake, huh?
Look at you. A nun. I didn't think I'd be shocked like this. It's just that you look so different, you know, than when Blanche is dressed as a nun.
So, what's new at home?
Oh, I did get a chance to go into your bedroom, Sophia, and there's just no way I'll be able to refund your cleaning deposit.
Totally understandable. I'll see you in court, my child.
Sophia!
Mother Superior, this is my daughter Dorothy and my ex-roommates.
Hello.
Sophia, why don't you run along? I need to talk to your daughter alone.
Sure. Whatever she says, I have an alibi.
So, Dorothy, I bet you love your mother a lot.
Well, that depends. What has she done?
It's not necessarily anything specific. It's my feeling that life here is too structured for her.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
She is a stubborn, old, vindictive pack mule of a woman who won't follow the rules.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Dorothy, I think her intentions are good, but this doesn't seem to be her calling.
Oh, but this means so much to her. Oh, this would break her heart.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask her to leave.
Mother Superior, with your permission, may I be the one to tell her? I mean, we've been through so much together, I'm sure that any bit of bad news would be easier to take if it came from me.
Well, then, here's another one for you. We've seen her room. Tell her she won't be getting her cleaning deposit back.
God, I'm so confused. I don't know where I belong. I'm trying to wrestle with the deep religious questions of the ages. Like, what do you really want from me? What is my real purpose in life? What was Edward G. Robinson doing in the Ten Commandments? Come in.
Ma, where are Blanche and Rose?
Oh, they wanted to browse in the gift shop. They're having a sale on John the Baptist placemats.
Ma, do you remember that summer you told me I didn't get into Girl Scout camp and you said we were going to have more fun than any two people ever had?
They want me out.
Yesterday.
Dorothy, I don't get it. I know God wants my life to be meaningful. That's not going to happen unless I'm here.
Ah, your life is meaningful. You do nothing but help other people. You do Meals on Wheels, Red Cross, volunteer hospital work. The point is you don't have to be in a convent to make your life meaningful. I mean, Sister Agnes belonged here, but you don't.
So who's going to take Sister Agnes's place?
Nobody can take her place. Just like nobody can take your place.
I miss her.
I know. Let's go home.
All right. But I'll be missing movie night. But so what? After the 10th time, it isn't the greatest story ever told.
Here you go, Ma. Guess it's going to take you a little while to get adjusted to being home from the convent, hmm?
Well, to tell you the truth, Duffy, it isn't that much different.
Whoa! Give me that, Phil! Good to have you home, Ma.